میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنة وفی الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم افتح اقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتم علينا بنعمتك واصبر علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين.
You got your basket with you, pushing your trolley, and whatever you want you take from the shelves and you are just putting in. You come to the pay till and you just give your credit card or whatever it might be and everything is over. But what have you put in the trolley? What things have gone in there? And there is quite a bit of history. This E is nothing in it. It is exactly like at the garages. You have that wind man, that tall man that can't control him. He's just blowing in the wind. And children are becoming like that. What problems parents are facing with their children, it is what we have to see, what food we give them. It's very, very important. In the olden days, the brothers were very particular with their food.
Ending. But a person will realize that how valuable salah is and what a great gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. That this is the key to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest ibadat. This is the key to Jannat. This is the key to the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person corrects, when a person speaks to your beloved, she is very far, or anybody is your beloved over the phone also, now you desiring, you want to see that person. Because just talking, it builds that eagerness. So a person was talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah, and this is what we have to build our salah to, and this is what tasawwuf is all about, to reach the state of hai, sajda kijay. Now Allah ta'ala says, now it's time for you to come and kiss the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say. In other words, fall into sajda. Sajda, a person is in his lowest form. That is, man arafa nafsa, faqad arafa rabba. Whoever realizes that I am just one dirty, filthy droplet of a slave. And a slave is that person that humbles himself. He knows that I am absolutely nothing. Somebody tells you something also, you don't really take offense. You rather check what he said, is that reality in me or not. If it is, correct ourselves. If it's not, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala says, Ibadur Rahman, those servants whose position is very, very high. And a person realizes, my position is the lowest. I am absolutely useless. I can't do anything. The whole world's brains put together cannot compare one iota, one billionth of an iota to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, Hazrat Akimul, how should we know how to worship Allah? How should we know how we must stand in front of Allah? That we must say these words, we must go for ruku, we must go for sajda. We would have never known that. Otherwise, you see so many so-called intelligent people, their idea of worship is either clapping hands, dancing, or singing some songs, or some people just close by wakil, as we learn in front. So Hazrat teaches us here so beautifully. Now when you're in this very close position with Allah, that very, very intimate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, at that time, ruku or sajdo mein baqadre ek tasbih ke tehna faraz hai, aur teen baar tasbih mankool kehna sunnat. Get you through your life, every part of your life is necessary for every Muslim male and female. Then to go further, that is farz-e kifaya, to become alim and to teach and help people. So to know that, to stay in ruku and tasbih for the duration of one tasbih, that is farz. And balance, that is sunnat. To tell your wife all those words for the pleasure of Allah, That is as if making love with Allah Ta'ala. But sadly, when we don't have connection with Allah, then we'll tell everybody else, haram, illicit love affairs, we'll tell them all beautiful words. And when it comes to the wife, then we got no time to tell her the sweet words. So we should realize this. So a person, Hazrat says here, that a person...
Allah said that he is alimul ghaib. He is the knower, not only the seer, but the knower of every detail of things which are hidden from us. Washahada, and things which we see also witness. We see the walls of the masjid, we see one another, we see the traffic on the roads. Those things also Allah knows. What we see of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, which is in one aspect, there is some difficulty also. Like for example, a person is sick, he takes a bitter medicine. So the bitter medicine he doesn't like. Or he's put on a strict diet. He doesn't like the strict diet. But in that strata, in this world, Allah is Rahman also, Rahim also. In the Akhirat, only the quality of Rahim, that mercy of Allah, which will be only for the believers, that will be expressed on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is that great being, that there is no one, nothing like Him. He is all alone, and He does everything.
It's also a major sin. To find fault with food, to see women dancing, to do acts of worship for show, is also a major sin. To enjoy listening to music and musical instruments, to enter someone's house without permission, to accept verse of the 25th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions His all-encompassing knowledge, that it is the sole attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything in its minutest detail. Allah ta'ala mentions, إِلَيْهِ يُرَدُّ عِلْمُ السَّعَةِ. Allah ta'ala then depicts the scene on the day of Qiyamah, that Allah ta'ala will tell these idolaters, these polytheists and mushrikeen, that where are my partners, which you used to claim in the dunya that I have partners, where are they, why are they not coming to your assistance? Then these people will acknowledge and they will reply, "Adhannaka ma minna," and his abilities. This was the same condition which we read previously of Qarun. When he was told to be show gratitude, he says, "No, this was because of my own knowledge and all my efforts and my expertise that I accumulated all this wealth." So this is the nature of man in general. This is how he favors. And وَنَعَابِ, and he turns his side. Sign of pride and haughtiness. Like when a proud person, when he has to meet somebody who he regards to be much inferior to him, then he, even if he meets him, he meets him with a slanted eye. He meets him with a slanted face. This is the condition of pride. This is in the horizons, in the universe. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. We will show them our signs in the horizons, in the universe. وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, and in themselves also. That they just have to ponder into their own body functioning, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so fragile, so delicate. If one thing has to go off balance, elementals of deen have been emphasized with particular emphasis on wahi and on nabuwat and risalat. These things have been emphasized more in the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed, Allah ta'ala could have made all of subhanahu wa ta'ala. If in the creation there is an attribute which is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, the only resemblance is the name of that word, of that attribute, not in the essence and true meaning of that attribute. By way of example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami' and Basir. Allah ta'ala is all hearing. Allah ta'ala is all seeing. Similar and resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least bit. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we have prescribed for you, O Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that deen which we had prescribed to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam of before also. Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, who must not get hidayat. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continue calling towards this path of Tawheed and towards the Quran and Majid and to the deen of Islam. وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. And remain steadfast on this as you have been ordered to do. And do not follow the desires of these peoples. Do not give him the tawfiq and opens the doors so that he can do the work actions of the year after. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا. And Allah Ta'ala says, the one who intends the harvest of the dunya, his dunya becomes his objective. Allah Ta'ala says, نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. We will give him a bit of the dunya. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. But he has to remember that there will be no share for him whatsoever in the year. Feasible, and it is not practical at all. Those who have tried out these systems, we page through the books of history, recent history, all those systems collapse, and it can never be implemented. And Allah Ta'ala had mentioned this long ago, that there is no such thing as economic equality. Then the whole system of the functioning of the universe will cease, and there will be your misdeeds because of what you had did. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't seize us for all our misdeeds. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah Ta'ala, most of our misdeeds, Allah Ta'ala overlooks and forgives. If Allah Ta'ala had to seize us for each and every misdeed of ours, there wouldn't have been a single creature surviving on the surface of the earth. Further on, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they take retribution in a suitable way, and they don't exceed the limits. But Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَى. The person who was wronged, if he completely forgives, and he makes amends, and he rectifies and tries to rectify the problem, then فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Then he will get great rewards by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Although Allah Ta'ala, that Allah speaks to him directly, but through either inspiration or behind a veil, or Allah Ta'ala sends a messenger in the form of Jibreel alayhi salam, who then conveys the wahi and revelation to that Nabi with the permission of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Az-Zumain. Definitely he will realize the great qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, his existence and his oneness. Allah Ta'ala then refutes one of the absurd aqaid and beliefs of the mushrikeen, who regarded the angels to be the daughters of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has blessed people with, but Allah Ta'ala says that the value of this world is nothing by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. From the ahadith we know, we learn that it doesn't even equal the value of a wing of a mosquito. Allah Ta'ala says, if it was not for fear that all people will become one nation, in other words, kafirs, then we would have opened. Now that person, that through the instigation of that shaitan, he goes further and further away from Allah.